This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxers. I'm Hunter.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Noah.
And today's topic is, drumroll please. All right, the topic is our holidays. And also a bonus topic.
Yay!
Bonus topic.
We're in sync.
You owe me a soda.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, Austin, what have you been doing in your holidays?
Actually, stop.
Well, sorry, he's sick.
Wait, I thought we were going to take this seriously.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. So, in the holidays, I went up to Auckland for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I went all the way up north to Whangarei for New Year's and stuff. And we went to this art centre, Hundavasa Art Centre. It was really cool.
Didn't you go on like a cruise or something?
Like a ferry? I went on a ferry.
Did the ferry have water slides?
It's like the tiniest ferry in the world.
I'm not interested.
It was to Russell.
Russell.
Opu went to Russell. And then we went over to Waitangi afterwards. And we got
Where's Waitangi?
It's up there. It's by Paihia and Russell.
You mean where the war took place? No.
The thing where the treaty was signed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I got confused.
That's what I did.
So I pretty much just stayed at Catskier the entire time.
Wait, did you say you went to Russell?
Yeah. You went to Russell.
Oh, I have a cousin who was born there.
Cool.
Good for you. I don't think anyone in this country. All right. So I went to Catskier with Noah and his little brother and Austin.
Slay
all day. And we did a range of things. So we would go to, like, the driving range. We would do, like, hair and makeup. I got my nails painted. Boys can get their nails painted. So if you want to get your nails painted and you're a boy, do it. Never back down. Never what?
Never give up. Wait. Let's go. I've got the emo. It's like, you know what?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I've got nails that are black.
We also went. I went to Splash Planet as well with Austin, Noah, and I took Noah on the go-karts, right? And we went in the double, and I was driving. He helped with a little bit of the steering
assistance, and can I go on? And Hunter is a scary driver.
Yeah, if you meet me, you have to be prepared for the crazy racing.
I swear
racing.
I pee myself a little.
Basically, I drove. I went out before a corner. I went out really fast, and I slid. And then when I turned back, once we came around the corner, we just hear the skrrr, and then keep on driving. And I almost crashed into an old lady like 5 times.
There are two set of steering wheels that both control.
The second pair,
the one that I had, was mainly just to make sure that he wasn't gonna die. And then I let go to see what would happen, and he nearly hit into the wall.
Had it on the hydraulic, so I thought you'll be fine, and then I was just letting you go, and I was trying to fight it because you turned it, and when you let go, it kept the steering wheel going, and then I had to turn it as fast as possible, slamming the brakes.
Austin, how?
Also, a guy passed me, and I was like, bro, I'm about to swerve out. You're gonna get crashed. Died. And then I didn't because
Austin,
we overlapped everyone.
How was your day at Splash Planet?
Oh yeah, what did you do? Because we didn't see you the entire day.
You were missing.
I couldn't find but we went on the Bubba Butts first.
Oh yeah, because there was no one there, so we all ran to it.
Yeah, and we got to So, you know, insert name. I, like, bumped into him, and I need, like, fell out of my thing, because he's got, like, the strong motor, and I've got, like, the really bad one, so I went again. But he got the strong motor. He hit into me, and then I, like, did a bunch of donuts, and he hit into my donut, so I, like, curved overboard. I didn't, like, fall over because it's, like, super heavy, but, like, I was, like, out of control. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember I crashed into him, and this big explosion of water came out.
Yeah.
Friction!
Oh, also, I just ran away because I didn't know where you guys were, so I just, like, went on the double dipper so many times.
That's...
Over and over.
On the same time, say your favorite slide. Three, two, one.
Skycastle Screamer.
Yours is the fast one?
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun.
I hate it.
Like, I hate
I like
that one.
It. I like it. It's really fun. It's just, it's definitely not my favorite.
He hates it because
it's deathly, bro.
I keep getting the biggest wedgies.
That does remind me, in year four, all of us went down to Wicker Point. Like Weta Point after Omatua camp, which unfortunately got flooded in the cyclone.
Yeah, you could actually see mud
coming. Moment of silence.
Okay. So we went at Wicker Point. Noah, I basically broke my finger going down it because it goes so fast and it's really high.
Oh yeah.
Noah went down. He went down, and as soon as he hit the bottom, he lays down like he's dead, and he spins around because it, like, really bad. And you also slam into a wall at the end.
Yeah, the Wicker Point, like, water slide is terrible. You, like, hit into, like, it's so bumpy, it's so fast. Like, someone else who shall not be named, like, went in, got out a couple of teeth, and broke his wrist in 5 different places.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember him.
Yeah. And also when I went down it, and I just went boom, bam, boom, and then my head crashed into the bottom, and I got, like, a headache for, like, 3 days.
Went down, and I was going fine. Like, I was going to get wasted at the end because I was so light. But I went down, I hit a bump, and my whole entire pinky went back to about here.
Mm.
And it broke.
There's a rare syndrome where you don't have your middle finger. And, like, it's good. You don't have your middle finger. Yeah. And what happens is, you have just, like an indent, like a V-shaped thing. And you have a sense, just because the finger isn't there, the joint is still there. So it goes into your index finger, causing your index to go 180 degrees to the side on both things. And, yes, you cannot flip someone off.
Noah, what did you do in the holidays?
My holidays was, like, really...
It was chill.
It was chill because...
he did was play basketball.
Yeah, true. I was grinding basketball.
You should be. I'm good at playing with the balls.
What did I do in the holidays?
You went to Cassia with me. Didn't you go camping?
Yeah, I went camping.
Where?
And it was raining 3 out of the 4 days we were there.
Womp, truly, womp, womp. Everyone, when you're hearing this in your car, just say womp, womp. Thank you.
Let's hear Austin more. Austin has been talking.
Yeah, okay. Austin, you haven't been talking about
talk now.
What was that face?
Bro was just like insulted.
Nah, bro just turned on his AF robot malfunction emote from Fortnite. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, go. So we're in the holidays. I heard that there was like in Wairoa there was like this river that went up quite a bit and it turned brown.
Yeah, that's the river that my grandparents live next to.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
What happened? Like, so what really happened?
So it was like in Wairoa, there's like a big storm kind of thing. It was like really wet and really windy and stuff, and yeah, it caused the river to like to turn brown and stuff, and it just got really disgusting.
Mm-hmm. didn't, wait, so there was also, aren't they, the council, the Hastings Council, building like a Napier Wyador like bridge or something?
Mm-mm.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
They made like a, not really a bridge, to,
from highway Napier, or something.
Yeah, they made a main highway because, like, Devil's Elbow, that's like a really sharp turn. They had to, like, make a big bridge because Devil's Elbow got destroyed in the cyclone. Moment of silence.
R.I.P. to the 11 people that died. Rest in peace.
Did you know?
There were, like, two, I heard.
You keep going?
I heard that in the cyclone, 8 people that died were from Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's two from
Auckland and one from Gisborne,
you know,
I think.
You know what's crazy about the cyclone? We weren't actually supposed to be hit that much in Hawke's Bay because we were on the outskirts, which is the middle, the eye. The eye of the storm is the calmest bit, same with the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
But what the weather people didn't realise was that it's all over. Like, you know how there's so many hurricanes in, like, America?
Yeah.
It's... You guys might not actually know this, but the outside, something must have malfunctioned in their weather thing or something, because the outside is actually probably one of the most dangerous parts of a storm. Because
Not the outside.
Yes, the outside, because the outside is where the winds get the most craziest. Like, they slowly get calm, then they get worse and worse.
Do you know what tornadoes are?
No, you know what happened? So, wait, before you go. No, so, like, okay, so when, after the day of the cyclone, you know how it went off on Tuesday, the day after?
Yeah.
Like, it went off. It came over Hawke's Bay on its path to leave.
Yeah.
Why did we not get any more trees fall over? Why wasn't it, it literally happened on the worst, why were the worst parts, why were the parts that were the supposed to be the worst parts not do anything? Why did the outside do the most damage? Logic.
You know, in San Diego.
I might sound dumb for that.
I will be probably getting called out for that. I'm sorry if it's not right.
In San Diego, there have been some, like, massive wildfires.
Los Angeles, the Los Angeles fires.
Yeah.
And, like, they've been, like, spreading really fast because the winds are, like, in the sweet spot because they're, like, not so strong that they put it out, but it's, like, not so weak that they don't move it. So the winds make it spread, and it helps it, like, push out wider. And there were some, like, sad moments. So, moment of silence again. Whole music.
Bonus topic. Anyone got a bonus topic?
Bonus topic.
Global news. Sorry, I peeked. Global news. Shall we do
global news?
Global news. Okay.
What was I going to say? Slipknot and Metallica
are coming to New Zealand.
They're coming.
You do realize they're not sold out yet?
No.
You can still buy the really expensive tickets are sold aren't sold out, like the $500
Metallica.
For Metallica. I looked on there.
On a Metallica, it's like completely sold out. And
how come when I went on it wasn't sold out?
Oh no, it says no, you have to join a waiting list if someone like backs out. So global news. Global news. We already had some with the wildfires.
Yeah.
You're a global genius.
Okay, no political things, but, like, we don't have any political views.
But that's basically all the global news, because...
Yeah, Donald Trump. If you guys watch... Did you see that Elon Musk, when, like, at that Donald Trump thing, Elon Musk, he did that, like, he did, like, two...
He did the Nazi...
Yeah, he did the bad people salute.
Yeah.
The really bad people salute.
Yeah, the bad Germans.
Court.
Because this is history class.
True, it is history. We learned about that. So basically, apparently Elon Musk, one of the most rudest people, the person who doesn't care about anything, all he cares about is his Tesla Cybertruck, bro. You know, SpaceX managed to do the chopstick maneuver.
SpaceX isn't good.
They're good at their technology and rocket ships. They're not good
at research.
Yes, they suck.
Okay.
Also, we don't talk.
Remember?
Okay. If you guys listen to Chatterboxes, Noah has something he did last year when we were talking about the government.
We don't talk about government. We don't talk about government.
Because we were talking about the election, and we didn't want to have it. We don't see any political views. We don't really care about it.
I don't care if you're green, national. I'm just saying the big ones. Green, national, act, labor. We don't mind. Whatever you want to choose is what you want to choose. Oh, yeah.
So, wait. Before we continue, it's kind of global news, but at a certain school, a high school, last year, they had this rock band called the Splinters.
Yes.
And they have currently, they last a couple weeks ago, I've recommended you, so search up the Splinters on Spotify or Fickle Creature or Slank EP. Mm-hmm. They actually... they started a rock band last year or a couple years back.
They started the band, yeah.
They started the band a couple years back. They've been writing their own songs, and they recently released those songs on Spotify. Me and my friend...
Insert name.
That was in our...
other band.
That was in my rock band. Me and him actually told the Splinters to put their songs on Spotify, and they ended up doing it.
And I'm the biggest fan that's not in Hunter's band.
So I'm actually their first follower, little fun fact. Mm-hmm. Oliver's their second, Noah's their third, he's under the hundreds. Because
I'm in the top five.
You're not in the top five. I don't think you are, because when I started, I was first, and then when the next day, it was like over 1,000 by that time.
They've got
3,129 monthly listeners and followers.
And right, their top song, Fickle Creature, is not their
top song. It's a single, but it's also in their album. Mm. So the songs in the album, we'll give you a little rundown. Two of them, they're not for kids because they're just not, because they get a little crazy because they're... adults, but so the first one, Fickle Creature, it's just about eating bugs, and it's like, small fickle creature, I would like to eat you.
It's basically about creatures and monsters
and eating a bug, pretty much.
And
How to Survive a Night in Manchester,
that's just how to
survive. It's literally in the name, How to Survive a Night in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
I shrink your partner by the hand, box them hands on as you.
Those are the family friendly ones. We're gonna be naming the other ones.
Diesel Sucking Mindset. I said sucking, not the other word. Uh-huh. And Stale and Pale, which is actually my favorite song.
But you definitely don't listen to it.
It's definitely
not family friendly.
It's about political stuff and
that
about,
we cannot say.
It's about bad things to say to the prime minister.
Certain prime ministers.
Yeah, we can't really say that.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a shout out every episode just to Rex, just to gain them some listeners. And if you like follow them and listen to them now, you are going to be doing them a big favor. And you're going to, and when they get, like, really famous and get millions of listeners, you can be like, hey, I followed them when they were at, like, 5,000 listeners, and I still listen to them now. So that would be like really cool, like when they get famous.
Parents, you might actually like it. What's the time looking, Austin?
4:20, basically.
Oh, by the way, I feel really bad because we're yapping our heads off and Austin hasn't been talking.
Yeah, Austin, just say one thing before we wrap up.
So I've actually keep like listening to this weird thing. I was like,
wait, Austin, talk about the awards night at our theatre.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is basically me and Austin talk.
Right. Is there any me and Austin talk? It's always about Hunter.
No, it's not always about me. It's about Austin as much.
So, me and Hunter have both been nominated for an award at me and Hunter's theatre.
It's called Auburn Life Theatre.
Yeah.
Because we're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Life Theatre. You got nominated?
Yeah, I got nominated.
I got nominated. And, so Austin, a little fun fact. Since it's been your first year at Auburn, a cool thing, if you do win an award, you and the other person that you got it with, because you obviously know, you know who, that person, you guys get an award. Sorry?
Wait, one second.
Another person, you get the award, you'll get your name engraved on it, right?
Yeah.
Then you get a take-home award, which is, like, you know how your mum gets awards at, like, Theatre Hawke's Bay?
Yes.
It's like that, just a little different.
By the way, since my old theatre thing has left, I'm going to be joining your guys' theatre, maybe.
Are you?
Yeah, maybe.
We have to... we do two kids' shows a year.
Kids' shows, all right.
What's the next one?
I'm not sure. We don't have directors. So my mum is directing one called Rock Bottom. Tickets are on sale. I think it's Eyesight and Eventfighter. Definitely check it out. I'm the main character. You'll definitely see me there.
Oh, my name is
Bobby Cobblestone. It's a big cool show. It's like No, that's not why I'm advertising. Well, that's a wrap for our episode. Yeah. Here's a song where I'll add it. How to Survive... Wait, no.
You can't play a song.
We'll see you on the next episode of the Chatterboxers.
Don't give it. I'm telling you, telling you, telling you, I won't give it up. No, no, no. So don't even try. People lie. All they do is dance between the lines. They won't change. Fake gold chains.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.